This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We started today with Bitcoin and Mt. Gox, which is, at its essence, all about online transactions gone very, very bad. But it's hard in the economy such as it exists right now not to be online in at least some form. That didn't stop Julia Angwin, though. She spent a year trying to avoid online surveillance, disconnecting from data brokers, encrypting her email, while still trying to have a normal economic life. She tells the tale in her new book. It's called Dragnet Nation. Julia, good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
I want you to tell me about your husband and the energy monitors, please.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, let's start right in the domestic
Let's go disputes. Right to it. Yes.
Right. So I have been writing about privacy issues for several years and investigating them. And in the course of writing this book, I wanted to try to protect my privacy, but at the same time, my husband is an engineer and is really into putting sensors all over the house to try to make sure we're using our energy and water efficiently. And so he put all these things in the walls without telling me. And
Key point, right?
But anyway. Key point. Yeah. And I learned about it when some of his grad students asked me why our energy usage was spiking on Friday. So it was definitely an object lesson in two different people's approach to privacy.
You point out, as you work your way into this book, as readers work their way into this book, that what you're trying to find out is whether or not it's possible to live in this society, in the modern world, and evade what you call a dragnet nation, and you went in search of, without spoiling the ending, how do you think it went?
Well, I had some successes, but I was not particularly successful at evading, you know, the vast suspicionless tracking that has become ubiquitous today. I managed to leave most Google services.
No mean feat, by the way.
Yeah, which right? wasn't easy. Yeah, I was very yeah. proud of myself. It wasn't easy to do. I used a burner phone, which I found actually not that helpful because it didn't have any of my information in it, so I didn't know who to call.
Because right? you've forgotten all the phone numbers, right?
Right. So it turns out that, you know, there are some things you actually do want with you, like your data. And then I set up a fake identity, which actually was one of my more successful experiments. Wow. Because I felt that there's no reason. There's a lot of people where I buy things with a credit card, but I don't actually really need them to know everything about me. So I have a credit card in a different name. And probably one of my more successful things was actually getting my kids interested in privacy. They started off not being interested.
Tell me about this thing you call the Hall of Mirrors. It's the very nugget of advertising and consumer data.
So the Hall of Mirrors is my word for what probably the industry calls personalization, which is that everything you see online in this mythical world of personalization will immediately reflect your tastes. When you go to a website, it'll perfectly have the news that you want to read. When you go to Amazon, they'll have the books that you want to read. And I don't particularly like the filtering because I feel that it actually limits my choices as opposed to expanding them.
Take me then to the conclusion of your book. You say, we didn't shut down the industrial economy to stop pollution. We simply asked the polluters to be more accountable for their actions. You want the same thing out of data collection companies and I would imagine the government as well.
Yes, I think that I want what everybody wants, which is I want all my cake and I want to eat it too, right? Yeah. So I basically want to keep my phone and I want to keep using all the fruits of the information economy. But I would like there to be some limits. Right? I would like to have some assurance that if my data is used to harm me or if it's used to tag me so that I'm on the no-fly list because I looked at a jihad webpage, that I would have some rights to demand accountability, to fight that. And right now, there really is just no law that requires either the government or these private companies to be accountable for their data use.
It's a book called Dragnet Nation by Julia Angwin. She's a reporter at ProPublica. Julia, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.